a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I drove to Melbourne yesterday. It was my sister's birthday. Went for sort of lunch, afternoon tea style arrangement.
Lovely.
Goldie's had hand, foot and mouth, so Goldie and Carly stayed home.
And you got out of the house as quick as you could to finally just escape that carnage that has been the last week for your family.
Well, yeah.
It's been spread it to other
the weather
families.
And also the thing. There's no so Indy and Indy's fine. She had it when she was younger. Doesn't mean she can't catch it again, but she's fine. So we Indy and I went up to Melbourne, and Carly and Goldie stayed home.
Do you imagine like windows down, top down? He was like just woo,
playing Ferrari nonstop.
Yeah. I have a child in the car.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah.
So she has a habit of falling asleep, and she's past the nap thing. Mm. So if she falls asleep, she's a nightmare to then settle at night.
Yes.
As you would know, that happens.
Yes.
Right. So I have tactics to keep her awake. One of those tactics is take the iPad so she can, you know, do her YouTube kids style stuff, which she loves. And that generally will do the trick. But coming home, quite often she'll go quiet, and it's not because she's watching, it's because she's nodded off while she's watching.
Mm. Yes.
So I thought, I need something next level. What can I do? And I will always have treats in my car.
Yeah.
But I was driving the family car instead. So driving before we left, go through Lara, stop at the supermarket, take Indy in, let her pick a bag of lollies.
Nice.
Daddy and Indy going to share a bag of lollies. I'm going to drip feed them to her, and that's going to keep her awake. Mm. God knows I've done that to myself to keep myself awake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eating will help.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was the plan. Got a bag of Alan's retro party mix.
Okay.
That's what she chose. Has the Coke bottles.
Mm-hmm. The
has
teeth.
The teeth, the lips, red lips.
Strawberries and cream.
Yep, has a strawberries and cream arrangement. Has little race cars.
Oh,
yeah.
Honey bears, those little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good old school. It is retro.
These little orange things that I don't know what they are, but they're sort of like gummy babies but with big heads, and milk bottles.
Okay.
This morning, I would like to say good morning to everybody this morning except for the people who make the Alan's Lollies retro mix. Out of the first 10 lollies, I'm driving, then the packet's right next to me. I'm not looking. My eye's on the road.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at what I'm pulling out of the bag. So I'm pulling out of the bag, and I've got a milk bottle. Oh, okay. Oh, fine. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
It's another milk bottle.
Oh, no.
Oh, fine. I'll eat it. Out of the first 10 lollies I pulled out, keep in mind, what are you getting? Maybe 25 out of a
maybe,
packet?
Maybe, yeah, if you're lucky.
Out of the first 10, 7 were milk bottles. And that wasn't all the milk bottles in the packet.
Really?
7 milk bottles. Milk bottles are such a filler lolly.
Yeah, it's nothing.
They don't deserve their own packet.
No.
They're not good enough to deserve their own packet.
Definitely not.
They're bland. Yeah. They're boring. You eat them because they're sugar.
They're the green snakes of the snake bag.
Yeah.
World.
I don't know. Snakes are offensively disgusting. But
wow.
The green ones. But the milk bottles, come
it's
on,
a nothing.
Guys.
It's a,
come on, guys.
Yeah.
The word mix is used in the back. It's a party mix.
7 of 10.
Mix of lollies would be appreciated.
8 of 11 too, FYI.
You got screwed over. That's what you got.
Too many milk bottles.
Take it to the top. Are you going to do something about it?
I think what I need to do is find out whether I got an unlucky packet or whether this is a conspiracy where they're just fobbing off crap lollies dotted with the occasional good one.
Yes.
And then making a mint, you know what I'm saying?
They've got an excess of milk bottles somewhere in their storage, and they're like, hey, no one will notice.
Give them the cheap crap ones.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the boss. Petty cash. Let's go buy some.
Yep.
Tomorrow, do you want to do a test?
We'll do an expose.
Yes.
Wow.
We're
going
to crunch the numbers.
And what do you mean he needs to do something about it? He's done something about it. He said good morning to everyone.
You're right,
except
Cameron.
Those people. They'll feel that this morning.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Give it to us, Lingy.
We all put on the British accent on Saturday night and
yes.
Enjoyed the coronation of King Charles III.
Well, see, I put on the wrong accent. I went with the Beatles and I was told off.
Oh, you're straight out of Liverpool.
Yes.
Playing the clubs
in
the cavern. No, it was the coronation of King Charles III on Saturday night. It's so much. I'm going to miss a million things from this, but all the ceremony was there. It was slow at times, I admit. Yeah. It was a several beer effort to sit on the couch, not just grab a quick one and enjoy it.
Convince yourself to sit down in the first place.
Yes, yeah, and sat there. I wanted more shots of the crowd. I wanted to see as in who was in Westminster Abbey, who was sitting where.
That's a very big guess.
I did notice one particular placement of the guests. Mm. Prince Harry was all eyes on him. He was in the second row, maybe even
third.
Mm. Directly behind the magnificent, who I love the most, my favourite royal, Princess Anne.
Yes.
With her giant big red feathered hat. As if that wasn't on purpose. Let's hide Harry behind Princess Anne's hat.
Very strategic. Also, a bit of a faux pas. Katy Perry trying to find her seat. Did you see this?
Yes, couldn't find it.
She just kept looking around. I'm like, where are the ushers?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Oh, it's awkward going into a church anyway, but Westminster Abbey is massive.
Yeah.
And all these people dressed in their tuxes and lots of pink. Lots of
It was a happy affair.
I imagine the seating was the metric system, which would have very much confused an American.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Yeah.
True. The star of the show, they're saying now, though, and who some are referring to as the Pippa Middleton of remember the royal wedding?
Yes.
And some have even said the Pippa Middleton's bum of the whole coronation was conservative British politician Penny Mordaunt, who was the one who had to stand there for 2 hours carrying the 3.5 kilogram sword, like at right angles, like in this, locked in position for the whole time.
What a privilege.
Crazy.
What a privilege.
Yeah. Not a privilege, absolutely. They couldn't get her a belt?
No, they're saying it was the feat of strength was so impressive. Everybody online was going nuts about it. She had to train for it.
Oh, yeah, core strength. You'd need that. Far out. Yeah. Of course you would.
So it was fantastic. All the ceremony coming in with the gold carriage and everything like that.
Mm. I thought it was a nice touch. I thought Camilla was going to be just sitting there doing nothing. I thought it was a nice touch that she was pulling the carriage as she went along there. It was lovely.
Thomas.
It's good to see her putting in a bit
that
of effort.
That is now the Queen Consort. Mm.
She's just the queen now.
She's the queen.
Well, is it still?
I know, this is a thing.
I thought she was never going to officially be referred to as the queen.
Yeah, but then King's like, hey, my side chick is now my main chick.
Mm.
She played the long game, Camilla.
Oh,
and
she
paid
did.
Off.
She did. She got the lovely crown put on her head, which is, they're saying now that's the photo of her in that crown that they never, ever thought would ever be seen.
Yeah.
It was an impossibility going back all those years.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it, by the way? Did you watch any of it?
My mum was watching it, so I caught bits of it. I was walking past. All I could see was neither of them looked like they wanted to be there. They didn't look like they were having a good time at all.
Oh, but would you? Like, it's a long day.
You got to remember every word perfectly, or you got to read off your little place cards. You had somebody to hold them there. Sorry, they didn't have to remember everything.
But every eye movement is scrutinised, you know what I mean? I mean, I did love the prince and princess.
Oh, the it was Charlotte and Louis who were holding hands together. George actually had the official role carrying the robes. Yeah. But Charlotte and Louis just holding hands. Too cute.
Very cute. Very cute. And I mean, Kate looked amazing wearing her Alexander McQueen.
Oh, and now she's copying it from certain particular areas of the media for looking too good and overshadowing King Charles.
Not
and that will cause friction amongst the royal family. Jeez, they make up some garbage.
They really do.
I think the big win out of all of this is the memes that have come from it.
Yes.
Hilarious. I love that someone was like, this could have been an email, this whole thing.
Yeah. You know. Me and you were laughing at the one before. It's like, where's the Queen? She's normally at these type of
things. So if you do one thing that is coronation related, jump online, check out some of the memes. They are hilarious. Thank you for the wrap up, Lingy. Any last thoughts?
No. There's a big celebration. The concert's going on right now.
Yes, many things happening.
Yeah, George and Charlotte are at the concert. I think Louis's been sent to bed.
Louis, too much for you. Yeah. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at
6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. What would you call the conditions outside this morning, Lingy?
Very chilly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But is there any wind?
I'm not sure.
Would you say there's no... Is there any wind out there?
Chilly, no wind. Chilly, no wind.
Chilly, no wind. Oh, yeah. Why do you have to play that in front of all the dads. I can't look at them. What, I don't want to.
Why do you get more embarrassed because Jono's here?
Well, yeah.
Because.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
We want to know about your function fails. What happened at maybe a family function? Might have been a big awards ceremony. Might have been a graduation.
Yeah.
Might have been a coronation. That you were involved.
We've all got a story where someone or something just hasn't quite gone right. Julia from Bell Park is on the line. Julia, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What happened at one of your functions?
Well, we went to a wedding in Europe, and there was a bit of a language barrier when all the oldies are out on the dance floor waltzing, and all of a sudden comes on Living Next Door to Alice.
Oh.
Okay.
And how does that one go again?
Alice.
It was hilarious for the two tables that had come from Australia. But yeah, so we were all shouting out and there was a bit of confusion going on why all of a sudden we were swearing at all these oldies dancing on the dance floor.
So was it the TISM version or was it the...
Did all the oldies just turn around and stare at you, Julia? Like, what happened?
Oh, well, thankfully they didn't understand what we were saying back to them, so I think that was our only saviour.
They're like, God, the Aussies get vocal, don't they? They get right into it. And that's the thing. At a normal function, that'd be fine, but at a high stakes...
Oh, yes. I think part of it was also that it was quite early on in the night, so they're not too sure how all these Aussies have gotten so smashed so quickly.
Yeah. I think the DJ knew what he was doing too, because he followed it up with this one.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Cameron Ling needs to go and have a lovely cup of relaxing tea in a bath today because you were so savage.
You've been scathing.
I don't know what it was. I had a good night's sleep. I just came in this morning. I spotted Tommy's shirt. I called him a lumberjack. I spotted jacket.
Shots fired first.
Yeah.
What did I do?
I don't know. Just your face.
Cool. Okay.
I spotted your jacket and thought it was for Wombie and you just made it for a person.
That was funny. Partly because it wasn't about me, but also partly because it was actually funny.
Well, if you look at Lingy from, the waist down, you can see that he's ready to go riding a horse. But it's not. You've got to do some great function today, don't you?
Oh, you've got your RMs on.
Oh, yeah. I've got my boots on. Doing some filming today.
Do you oil those from time to time?
Occasionally.
They need a new oil, mate. I wouldn't go out with shoes like that.
I put the dubbin on them.
Okay, that's...
I've had enough of this conversation. Yeah.
You don't even know what dubbin is,
do
you?
Exactly.
The dubbin on it. You want it where I want it.
I don't want to know what you're dubbin.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.